Gracious and merciful God, we come to you this morning as a family of faith in a beautiful chapel decorated in your honor. We ask that the words that we read in Scripture this morning and also the message that is provided be used to uplift our spirit, nourish our souls, and bring us peace as we have been in tumultuous times in 2020. Lord, as we gather together this morning, bless everyone who is seated here and continue to bless those who cannot be with us this day. All these things we ask in our living Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's scripture comes from Jeremiah 17, 6 through 10. This is the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and never, never does it fail to bear fruit. This is the word of the Lord. This scripture speaks specifically to hope. Hope changes all things. Hope changes everything. So what is hope? Hope simply is hanging on to a positive expectation. This morning I've broken it down this way. The acronym for hope, or HOPE, is an acronym to this statement: Human Optimism of Promised Eternity. At this time of year, the spirit of human nature and kindness begins to swing because of hope. People all around the world begin to celebrate in unison. They decorate their homes. They seek kindness and generosity in their daily lives. Businesses begin to ring with an annual theme. In general, people seem to be happier. The spirit is uplifting. Their voices are cheerful. Their voices ring with a new spirited happiness. Everywhere you look, advertisements and signage depict families gathered around a twinkling tree stuffed with presents, tables adorned with beautiful tablecloths and dishes, and food abundant. The TV resonates with stories and movies of optimism and joy. The radio, you hear song after song, carol after carol, lifting each of us up in this Christmas season. Churches decorate and display peaceful manger scenes of baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph. All gathered around him, the wise men, the shepherds, all smiling because of that special day of his birth. Christmas is shown as a joyful time of family togetherness and celebration. For many of us, Christmas is exactly everything that I described this morning. A happy time of family, fellowship, food, and a lot of gift giving and sharing of each other. Most Christians observe this as a time of added celebration and thanksgiving for the greatest gift ever given, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is with us. The Christmas season is overflowing with joy and celebration. And that's how we see it. However, this is also a time that can bring disparity, despair, broken hearts, hopelessness, and loneliness. 2020 has been a year that likely has and will continue to magnify those feelings, as many of us have been separated from all the things we love and, frankly, all the things we have taken for granted. As long as I can remember, people have moved heaven and earth to be together for the holidays. They have set aside specific dates in their calendars and traveled hundreds and even thousands of miles to be with loved ones. And this is the first year in my lifetime, maybe in recorded history, that people canceled Thanksgiving. And they will likely cancel Christmas if the tide doesn't shift. Cancel Christmas? What? Really? How do we cancel Christmas? I can't answer that question for you this morning. However, if this is the actual outcome, many more will find themselves in an intense circumstance that reminds them of a better time, better days that have passed them by, when love was abound and family surrounded them in celebration. Instead of feeling joy and hope and love and grace and mercy, all the things that the birth of Jesus Christ brings us, many people feel overwhelmed. They have a sense of unbearable anxiety and they are depressed. Christmas could potentially be a time of hopelessness and loneliness. There is no hope in those feelings. And as Christians today, we celebrate hope. We celebrate a new year. After the year we have had, some of us may actually feel this way today, this morning. Sitting here, you may feel this way. Lonely and isolated during this Christmas season. You know, there are many faces that I'm accustomed to seeing in this chapel that are not here this morning. Where are they? They may be in fear. They wish not to attend because of our circumstances in the pandemic. What's happening with those who we love? Where are our family members? Have we spoken to them? Have we invited them back to this chapel of family and Christianity? Where are they? Are they lonely? Have the walls closed in around them? Where is our family? I'm not the only one this morning in this building that see the empty pews. You see them too. However, I personally, and I hope you the same, do not feel this way. ...2020 has not been a perfect year. it hadn't even been close to a good year. And some would say it's been an awful year. But canceling Christmas, feeling helpless and hopelessness, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Why, some may ask? It's quite simple. Jesus is why. Friends, it is important for us to remember the hope that Jesus brings is beyond any measure and, quite frankly, beyond our comprehension. The incarnation of God becoming a man is the very reason why we have hope. It's stated over and over in Scripture. 1 Timothy 1:1 says, "We have hope because Jesus came as a man, lived, died, and rose again." The first book of the Bible, Genesis, we read that God originally created a perfect world. And He did what? He gave it to man. And it was not to be, because Adam and Eve defied God and they sinned and thus set us in motion. However, even during those darkest days in Scripture, when the perfect world turned to sin, God still made provision for hope. 2020 will likely make recorded history as a dark and dreadful time as it has been full of disparity, loss, uncertainty, and confusion. Not just in America, but in the world. Again, in Genesis 3, God promised that He would send a Savior. In the first book of Scripture, in the first book of the Bible, He promises Jesus. He says, "I'll send the Savior who would conquer Satan and deal with the problem of sin, death, and suffering." Right out the gate, He gives you hope. Even when we as man have destroyed the perfect world. As we begin Advent this Christmas season, I beg of you, I implore you to put disparity to bed. Set it aside permanently and celebrate the coming of Christ Jesus. Jesus came in the flesh as a little baby that first Christmas so that we could bear our punishment at the cross and then conquer death by rising from the dead. He did all of these things for you and me. The first man, Adam, brought death. He brought suffering and the curse into this world through his sin. But the birth of Jesus Christ was the beginning of the end of all those bad things. In Revelations, we are taught that loneliness and desperation will be done away with forever. So those who feel that way this day know that Scripture tells you, promises you, that it will be done away with forever. Now that is hope. What a blessed hope for us to eagerly look forward to indeed. This morning we read in Scripture that blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. Now I remind you, hope is not absent of struggle. We see this all around us today. We live it. We live it. We feel it. We breathe it. We see it. We're touched by it. However, thankfully, even amidst our times of trials and tribulations, we can trust God Because in Romans 8, we read these words: all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose, those who have placed their faith in Christ Jesus are part of God's family. This season of unprecedented history has been it has seen isolation at its best, and it's still, even through this season of joy and celebration, some may still be isolated. And may is really not the appropriate word. They are. They're still isolated because they're not with us this morning. However, as promised in Scripture and repeated countless times, there is hope for all those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ. All around the world, we have brothers and sisters in Christ. We have them in our families. We have them within our personal circles, and we have them within our community. We fellowship with them. We cherish them because they represent our hope. In all of these relationships, we find the hope that Scripture promises. If you read the New Testament, you will see that examples of Christian fellowship fill that testimony. It fills the entire section of the New Testament. Regardless of the famine they endure, the plague they endure, regardless of the disease they suffer, the turmoils they face, the strife and the discord, regardless of all those things, the war, all the things they see that are bad, they have each other. And in each other is found hope. Hope that brings with it Christ Jesus, of love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, compassion. The point I'm simply trying to make here is that because of Jesus Christ, because of the birth that we celebrate this Advent season, you are never, regardless of how you feel, without family. Even if we are far away from our brothers, our sisters, our children, our loved ones, our parents, our siblings, we are not alone because Christ is with us. This pandemic has separated us far greater than it ever should have. But we have not endured it alone. Christ is with us every step of the way. In fact, Scripture says, and the Lord promises, He says these words: I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus came to earth to be our Emmanuel, the God with us. This is promised in the Old Testament. And regardless of the headlines of this morning's paper, regardless of what you read, what you turned the TV on and witnessed on the news, regardless of all the disparity taught to you or told to you this morning, Jesus is still with us today. No matter how lonely we may feel, we are never truly alone because of the birth, life, ministry, and death of our Savior Jesus Christ. Christ dwells within our hearts through faith, and that is promised in Ephesians 3:17. Someday those who have trusted in Jesus, someday those who are listening and living the message this morning, they will spend eternity with the entire family of God in His presence. If we have repented and trust in Christ, then we will be there also. Surely that is the best reason to smile this morning and enjoy this Christmas season, and regardless of the troubles we face, regardless of the situations that bring about because of things that sometimes seem to be out of our control, we have the right, we have the joy, we have the hope to spend a merry Christmas together. Remember, hope is human optimism of a promised eternity. The greatest of all gifts, brought to each of us by the birth of a baby, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.